hablaré también en español.
I will also speak in Spanish. What I have learned in these days, in this meeting, I have not learned in this other classroom, in this classroom or in other classrooms, but I've learned it from the people that I have found here, from the person who picked me up from the airport quite late at night and took me to the hotel, and the all other people that I have met and who have treated me as if they had known me forever. The Ordarham and Professor Durham and all the professors in these meetings and all the volunteers, the students, always kind, patience to all that we have asked. That's what has taught me the most during these days. On the other hand, it also has helped me to be here, to get to know different points of view on freedom of religion, different aspects of those who represent religions, which is very important to know, because only when we know, we quit hating, said Saint Augustine. We hate that which we don't know, and when we know, we quit hating. The knowledge is important, and knowledge means not only reading, but the personal knowledge as well. In reality, if we observe all religions, as we have said, preach the same thing, the dialogue, the peace, the mutual understanding, respect for others. Before, Professor Davis has said that it's not easy to defend a religious freedom. It is not to defend it in the public, but it is not in the private sector, in the person. Because while another one says or does could bother me, and perhaps it requires that I would give up some of my freedom to respect the freedom of the other. This means that the religious organizations teach not how it has to be, what it is, religious freedom, but the ways to truly live it, which is not another way but the spiritual life and the relationship with God. I have enjoyed this morning, especially we have mentioned the importance of the family. As a natural habitat where man is born, lives, becomes a person capable of understanding others, and also, as God knows, dies. The good place of man that it cannot be substituted for the state or society. It is a very important point that to take this into consideration and mention the rights of the children as well that are not respected, but how it is the rights of the children if it's not respected. Is not respected if we deprive him of a normal family. I have tried in my presentation of the fundamentals of religious freedom. It's a topic that I have spoken of the discourses of the Pope. The Holy Father is concerned and concerns me too. It is not easy to come to an agreement on this either, but I would like to conclude that I believe that in fact, it is six the truth, and it can be found, and that I can say, I have the truth, without disrespect or mistreat someone else. What is not possible for me is to say each one can say that we have the truth, but add, well, the truth is relative. That is not the fundamentals of the religious freedom. But each one, when they accept a religious doctrine, is going there because they believe they have come to the truth according to their relationship with God and other truths about its own being. This does not impede to be compatible, to be convinced of something with the respect to the truth or to the people who also believe that they have come to the truth from another point of view or from another doctrine. I would like to conclude to mention that it's not freedom what makes us see the truth, but the truth that makes us free. But this truth, each man has to look for it by himself, with God, and in freedom. Thank you.